Hello, it's Mark Chris from Memorial Sloan Kettering, speaking to you in preparation for the upcoming meeting of the American Society of Clinical Oncology in Chicago. This year in the lung cancer sessions, there are going to be many very interesting presentations, and many of the topics we've seen developing over the many, many years have now come to fruition. I think the most talked about abstracts will likely be those regarding inhibitors of PD-L1, immune checkpoint inhibitors targeting PD-L1 and CTLA-4. We're going to be hearing randomized trials, some of which has been reported already in press releases for the use of nivolumab. Both in patients with squamous cell carcinoma, and many of you may have heard the recent press releases for the use of nivolumab in adenocarcinoma. I think the data that using these agents after the failure of initial therapy, comparing it to a single agent docetaxel, has led to a clear-cut improvement in overall survival of approximately 3 months. I think that's going to be very important data. And it's going to be a big topic of discussion. The immune checkpoint inhibitors are also been used in other types of cancers. There's going to be abstracts reporting the use of nivolumab and pembrolizumab in small cell lung cancer, also looking at PD-L1 expression in thymic carcinoma as well. So I think we're going to see more definitive data about the use of immune checkpoint inhibitors. We're also going to see the use of immune checkpoint inhibitors in cancers other than lung. The molecular characteristics that have defined lung cancers and have led to many therapeutic advances are going to be explored even further. There'll be data looking at BRAF mutant lung cancers, looking at the combination of dabrafenib and trametinib. There'll be data with cabozantinib, looking at RET rearranged lung cancers, and also a new aberration in the MET gene. Splicing variants in exon 14 lead to sensitivity to crizotinib in patients with lung adenocarcinomas, and also with a unusual and traditionally hard to treat cancer, sarcomatoid carcinomas. All of these will be presented. We're going to hear more about rosuvastatin and AZD9291, the new third generation TKIs recently reported in the New England Journal, with even more updated information presented at ASCO, and also the use of these agents as initial therapy, something we're all looking forward to. And lastly, some data about a chemotherapy agent, etoplatinum. Please remember, though many people get targeted therapies, and they're extremely important drugs to improving outcomes, at some point in virtually every patient's illness with a lung cancer, they receive a traditional cytotoxic chemotherapy. So developing new chemotherapies, keeping them in the discussion are very, very important. So in summary, ASCO this year is going to talk about a lot of new developments. It's going to show ideas that have been presented in phase 1 and phase 2 are now reaching fruition in phase 3. Continued developments with more molecular determined cancers, targets, and targeted therapies, and also some new information about some of our standard drugs, chemotherapies. It'll be a great time in Chicago, developments in many, many other cancers as well, and I encourage you to attend.